Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Little Buckeye battle cry on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. I'm Tom Crawford. Dave Benton subbing in for Jack Ebling, who is in State College, Pennsylvania. We're going to bring Jack in right now. How are you doing, Jack? I assume you have arrived now.
I just got off the plane, believe it or not.
Wow. What timing?
It was amazing. We were circling the airport, and they said they might have to take us to Harrisburg.
Uh-oh.
And there was this real round of booze, but we managed to land. So
now airport in State College, not very big.
Oh, no.
No.
Postage stamp.
Yeah, I'll bet. You walk out, you're outside when you walk out of the plane. Listen,
Absolutely.
Before we break down as a final evaluation what's going to happen today, I want to get right into our picks so we make sure we have that covered. And
right.
I'm two games behind in our, we typically have for our listeners out there, I don't know, six or seven picks a week. And I'm making some ground. And we got some great ones today in college football today. We're going to start out right now, Jack. It was a really tough one. LSU, number 5 in the country, playing in Little Rock at War Memorial Stadium, that kind of a neutral site, if you want to call it, taking on the Hogs that are ranked number 12. Who do you go with?
Ooh, that is a good one. I'm going to take LSU to beat Ryan Mallett.
Okay.
And John L. Smith.
Well, I'm taking Ryan Mallett. I just think LSU's been a house of cards there, and they're going to fall down now. So I'm taking the Hogs in that one. Okay, the big one, the Bedlam game in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Okie State, Oklahoma State hosting. They're number 9. They're hosting Oklahoma number 13.
I'm going to take Oklahoma State in that game. You know, I love schools that have State on the end of them, so I'm going to take Oklahoma State.
That's who you're basing on. Well, I assume that you're going to hold on the next one then. And I'm going to take Oklahoma State as well on that. And you're going to hold true on that Florida at Florida State. The Gators unranked, taking on in Tallahassee, the number 22 ranked Seminoles.
Yeah, I think that this is time for Jimbo Fisher to really endear himself to the people of Tallahassee. I'm going to take the Seminoles.
Okay, we're also agreement on that. We're both taking Florida State. Jim Harbaugh, the potential new head coach for the University of Michigan in 2011, had taken his Cardinal at home against Oregon State. Who do you go with that?
I like Stanford there. I think Stanford is second-best team in the Pac-10 and one of the top 5 teams in the nation.
Absolutely, and I agree with that, and I'm taking Stanford as well. And then this one I think is a no-brainer personally, Northwestern at number 7, Wisconsin.
Yeah, if Dan Persa were healthy, I might think about this, but not in Madison. You got to go with the Badgers.
If Dan Persa was healthy, I would not think about it at all. I'm going whiskey. I'm really bought into Bucky. They're tough, okay? Michigan, number nothing at number 8, Ohio State in Columbus. Potential 7th straight setback for the Wolverines down at the Shoe. Who do you go with and a score?
Well, I think Michigan is going to beat Ohio State. And I think it's going to be in Yost Ice Arena. It's not going to be in Ohio Stadium. And I will take Ohio State 45-21.
Okay. Well, I think they're going to hang around for the chicken coop for a little bit in this game. Not for very long. Maybe, you know, at least creeping well into the third quarter where it's competitive. And then Ohio State's going to take over the running game. 41-20, I'm taking the Buckeyes over the Michigan Wolverines, and Rich Rodriguez's job is obviously in jeopardy following that game. And then lastly, number 10, Michigan State, going to a place where it typically craps its pants up at Happy Valley at Beaver Stadium. Who are you going with this one in the, what is the Land-Grant Trophy they call it?
That's what they call it. That's
okay.
Right.
Who are you going with?
Well, I've switched picks 3 different times on this game. And I should say that Michigan State game week predictions are 11-0. So started out with Penn State, went to Michigan State, went to Penn State, and last night switched back. I'm going to say Michigan State 27, Penn State 24 in overtime.
Wow, in overtime. Well,
overtime.
Much as I would really hate this to happen because of just the way I am, I got jealousy, whatever you want to call it, rivalry aspect. I'm taking Michigan State to finally, you know, not trip over themselves when they go to State College, and they're going to win this game. I take the Spartans to win 30-24.
Wow.
So we disagree on one game, so I can take that slate back to 1 And then we go into next week's. We'll do the conference championship games and that such to get our seven games. I'm sure we'll come up with some. There's some regular season games as well.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if Scott wants to pick bowl games for us to pick, that's fine too. Yeah. I don't care.
Well, Jack, Dave's done a great job here, and as far as helping me out here in the studio, we've had some great banter. We had Mike Bellini on, which is, you know, he has a few opinions on things, and so it's been a great one. And hope you enjoy today's game, and we'll have you on back. We'll be both back in studio next week on the Jack and Tom Show.
Sounds great.
Okay,
job,
be
guys.
Safe. David, thank you so much for being in with me. It was a lot of fun. We broke it all down. Didn't even cover all the stuff we wanted to.
I was about to say, we missed about seven subjects we wanted to touch
on. We got the Big Ten ACC Challenge this week. Mm-hmm. We got Michigan taking on Clemson Tuesday night, and then Sparty taking on the Dukies down at Durham, North Carolina, correct?
Yep, that's a tough matchup for them. It's a couple tough matchups in that ACC Big Ten Challenge,
absolutely,
as usual.
John Johnson, want to thank him for being on the Jack and Tom Show 8:35 this morning. We have John Borton of the Wolverine was also on. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Also, the big fella, Mike Bellini of the Sports Inferno, 97.1 The Ticket. Great to have him back. Well, Michael's never short of opinions, is he, David?
No, he is not.
Yep. Well, anyway, thanks so much for him being on. We'll have you on next week. Listen in 8 to 11 on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.